This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, you know who's back, Steiny?
Hey!
Well, I'll be back next week.
I don't know who.
The Indianapolis Colts.
What are you talking about?
Anthony Richardson got hurt. They're back.
Don't give up on him.
Now, why would you say that?
Because I heard Spadoni say he was done with Richardson. So the way I'm wired is as I was driving in and I heard Joe Spadoni say, oh, Anthony Richardson stinks. I'm out on him. He's bust. Well, that naturally means I'm going to come in today and say, don't give up on Richardson. I think he's got a shot at being a heck of a quarterback.
All right. Evan in for Goo with Steiny. Steiny, who is going to be your Kirk Cousins this year? Like the quarterback that everybody is writing off. Because I think Cousins, he's out in Atlanta, right? Well, he might start. Probably not, though. It's going to be Penix.
Probably.
Big Penix season.
Who's my guy this
year? Yeah, who's going to be your quarterback that everyone else is going to look at and say, he stinks, he's done? I have an idea, or I have a suggestion for you. Can I throw it at you?
Sure.
Because you generally like the Wiley vets.
I think I know who you're going to say.
The gunslingers. And this guy actually plays for a pretty decent team.
Geno Smith?
No, I don't think the Raiders are good enough. Actually, I have two suggestions.
All right.
One, Russell Wilson.
No, I can't do that.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers.
Now, Rodgers is an interesting one.
Everyone is out on A-Rod. I think you're in.
I think I am, too. And I have the same pattern with all athletes or certain ones that fit the criteria. And it's, they're good. I like them. Then I start to hate them. Then I can't stand them. Then I despise everything about them. They hit rock bottom in my mind. And then I start thinking, well, he's not that bad. And now Rodgers, in my mind, has hit rock bottom. And nobody likes him. And that means I've got to be a fan. If everybody's rooting against Aaron Rodgers, let's go Steelers.
Well, I actually think that you're going to be in a good position to win this fight this year because the Steelers generally, like, it doesn't matter who they have at quarterback, they find a way to make the playoffs. Now, will they be able to win a playoff game? I don't know about that. But Rodgers is, look, he threw 28 touchdowns last year for a pretty poor Jets team. I think he could put up some numbers for Pittsburgh. He's got DK out there and a great defense and for my bet, one of the best head coaches in the league.
I'll be rooting for him. Who else is it? Baltimore? I'm not crazy about
Cincy?
Them. No, like Harbaugh. Don't like any of the Harbaughs.
Why? Okay. What?
You know why.
Why don't you like Harbaugh? Well, you said something to me.
They've got a little bent to them that I don't like.
A bent?
A bent.
Oh, okay.
A bent, a leaning. By the way, I know this has been puzzling you, and it's on the Boxer and Gerson work attorneys text line. There it is. And so either you or I said something like, where are we at?
With the 49ers.
With the 49ers. And this guy texts in, it's just where we are with the Niners. Don't say where we're at. Don't put at a preposition on the end of a sentence. Set a better example for the kids listening, please. Yeah, I'd like to tell you a little bit of a joke about this. It's, you know, so in other words, where are the 49ers at? And you say, don't end a sentence with a preposition.
Yeah, don't, Steiny, don't end the sentence with a preposition.
Okay. So where are the 49ers at, moron?
I'll give you a five. All right. That's five funny, on a Friday. Buddy.
That's one from mom.
All right.
That's one from mom. She's got a few of them. Like when I told her I was going to run away from home, she said, quit trying to cheer me up. She could be harsh. She got it from my dad. Hey,
by the way, one of my friends did run away from home.
Nobody ever runs away from home.
But that's, well, not actually. Like that's the thing. He said, I'm running away. And his mom said, all right, I'll help you pack. And then I think she made him a sandwich and, you know, gave him a little bit of a lunch. And she said, yeah, I'll see you in 3 hours. And what happened? I don't even think it took 3 hours. He came back like 30 minutes later and said, yeah, I don't want to go anyway.
Yeah. I knew better than to even threaten. Hey, by the way, when do you want me to unveil my idea?
What idea?
My business idea for
okay.
The Bay Area.
All right. We're going to save this.
Oh, right.
You want to do it now? Because I also have to tell you about something that hit me the other night watching the Valkyries. That
hit me?
Kind of.
Oh, boy. Are you going to make a bad joke about something that hit you at the Valkyries game?
No. Why would you go there?
Because it's so stupid.
Your mind is in the gutter.
I thought you were going there, too.
No. I'll take you up to that point, but I'm not going to lead you there.
No. There's a list of the worst looks or worst attire in sports that you can wear as a coach.
All right.
And I was watching the Valkyries game, and it just, well, now I'm thinking about it. But anyways, I have a list, too. Do you want to do it at like 12? How about that?
The worst look in sports?
And your business idea. Or do you want to do it at 11? Because I got to get to this Kittle sound.
Okay, we'll do it. At 11.
You said you wanted to hear the Kittle sound.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You really wanted to hear it yesterday, too.
I did.
So you can...
That's true.
Let's play it right now.
You're right. But you got to set it up. Okay. Set it up.
Okay, so everyone's been making this big deal about the San Francisco 49ers schedule in an optimistic way, right? They have the easiest schedule of any team in the NFL and historically one of the easiest schedules over the last 10 years. So, boom, boom, pencil them in, playoffs. George Kittle was asked about this very subject yesterday, and here's what the tight end for the 49ers had to say about it.
Well, that's what's crazy. It's like the Niners have the easiest strength of schedule this year. It's like it's the NFL. It's hard regardless. Like, sure, yeah, we're not going up against the number ones from every single conference or division, but still, it's an NFL game. Like, you still have to go out there and perform at an incredibly high level because every team is doing that same shit. So it's just like, what are you talking about, easiest schedule? Like, relax. I still have to go out there and play for 60 minutes and find a way to get a dub.
And find a way to get a
find
dub
a way.
A motivated and hungry team.
Exactly. Especially all the teams that are at the bottom of the division, no one likes to lose.
No.
Usually the teams that didn't play well last year are usually the most hungry to go out there and do it again anyway. So you're getting the most hungry damn teams every single year.
That was from the Richard Sherman podcast. Steiny, are you buying
nice
it?
Nice try.
What do you mean?
Nice try, George.
I'm with him.
Oh, please. Nice try.
What do you mean?
Of course he still has to go out and beat them. The point is, it will be easier to beat them
than
the better teams in the league. Look, just go take care of business if you're... Come on. Okay, go ahead. Go through the schedule. They're going to be, oh boy, world beaters. Go ahead. You don't want to play the schedule game.
No, you don't. That's what he's saying.
Evan and George. Hey, George. Never mind the way you feel. Facts are facts, and you guys have the easiest schedule in the NFL in the last three decades. Those are facts based on last year's standings.
You know what I hear, Steiny?
Hmm.
Excuses. Built-in excuses. Which, by the way, if you... I'm serious.
Yeah.
So Shanahan is talking about this season and connecting it to 2018. Robert Saleh is trying to temper expectations for the second youngest defense in the NFL. George Kittle is now saying There's no such thing as the easiest schedule in the NFL. They're all building in excuses. Are they not? They all are. I think they're trying to tell us something. Maybe I'm crazy, but some of the leaders on this football team are telling us, do not expect the San Francisco 49ers to be right back contending for a Super Bowl. Like, am I crazy? I'm hearing it from everybody.
I don't think you're crazy. I don't think you're crazy. And in fact, this text from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, I really wonder how many fans feel this way. And it's a simple sentence from the 650. This year should be no excuses. Make the playoffs.
Then why are we only, not only, are we hearing excuses? That is an excuse. I'll play it one more time just so we all have a better understanding of George Kittle's latest excuse for the Niners on the Richard Sherman podcast.
Well, that's what's crazy. It's like the Niners have the easiest strength of schedule this year. It's like it's the NFL. It's hard regardless. Like, sure, yeah, we're not going up against the number ones from every single conference or division, but still, it's an NFL game. Like, you still have to go out there and perform at an incredibly high level because every team is doing that same shit. So it's just like, what are you talking about, easiest schedule? Like, relax. I still have to go out there and play for 60 minutes and find a way to get a dub.
And find a way to get a
find a way.
A motivated and hungry team.
Exactly. Especially all the teams that are at the bottom of the division, no one likes to lose.
No.
Usually the teams that didn't play well last year are usually the most hungry to go out there and do it again anyway. So you're getting the most hungry damn teams every single year.
Excuses. That's what they're telling us. And look, Sonny, what I think they're trying to set this season up to do is overachieve because they don't know who they are. They don't. I think Kittle knows he's a damn good player. I think Christian McCaffrey has faith in Brock Purdy, Trent Williams, all the big boys. George Kittle doesn't know how Ricky Pearsall is going to play this year. Doesn't know how maybe even DeMarcus Robinson is going to bounce back. He doesn't know how potentially three starting defensive linemen as rookies are going to play on that side of the football. You know, we've been propping up Upton Stout. He looks like Rondé Barber. We don't know if he's going to be that guy when they step onto the field week one in Seattle. We don't know who the starting safeties are for this football team. So, again, yesterday when it sounded like excuses or I'm trying to relieve people of pressure, I'm reading the tea leaves from the leaders of this team, and they're trying to pump the brakes. That's what I'm getting.
Well, let me ask you a question, and it's going to be, why don't you do the legal, but you don't have to because it's your show. Are we close enough? And then I can really go on.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
I know this is counterintuitive because a bad team gets the easy schedule, but let's say the 49ers had the same team this year that they had last year, or that we thought last year was solely because of injuries. And we expect that the 49ers will come back with, let's just say they had Greenlaw and Hufanga and all those guys. If they were in a better window, would George Kittle say anything different? Would he say, hey, you know, you guys, man, you know, you've been a Super Bowl contender for 2 years. Last year, you just get whacked by injuries, so it results in the easiest schedule in the league. I mean, how do you respond to that? I don't think he'd say, yeah, we got to take advantage of this schedule and win 14 games because we've got some fish on them. Like, what I'm hearing Kittle say is just something out of respect for every opponent as opposed to I'm lowering expectations. Now, with Saleh, I agree. I mean, he isn't talking about this defense being a top five defense or anything like that. He's talking about getting better week to week. So, but I also think 49er fans are smart enough to know that things have changed. And now we've got to reassess this team this year, game by game by game, and see where they end up at the end of the year. And then I think, what you hope is that what you end up at the end of the year is about what you think you are, so then you know where you have to go from there. But after last year's 6-11 season, I don't think they know who they are. They don't.
Well, I think last year was a slap in the face. Combined with you I think it would be different, Steiny, if it was a down year for the Niners. Guys got hurt. Tragedies befell them off the field. There were contract disputes. All that stuff happened. But you knew that Debo was coming back and he was still really good. You still had Charvarius Ward and he's going to be really good. You still had Greenlaw coming back and he wasn't coming off of a potentially catastrophic injury. If you had a bunch of guys coming back that you trust, that you've been in the trenches with, that you've gone to war with, and that you've achieved great things with, that's one thing. But there are so many different faces on the 49ers now. I do think that the team itself, you know, like they're going to have confidence, and they know that they're great players, and some of these guys are all pros and all the rest. But like, as a group, I don't think that we know the identity of the 2025 San Francisco 49ers. They have to go out there and show us and potentially show themselves.
Yeah, I no doubt about it. And I like the reason, I don't know if you know this about me, Evan. I tend to look at things sometimes a touch pessimistically. And but I do that. I do that without malice.
I know. You do a lot of things without malice.
It's just the way I think. And
you said some pretty mean things to me, by the way, the other day.
When?
We'll talk about
okay.
it off the air.
Okay. You know, like, this is the kind of way I look at it. All right. Christian McCaffrey. All right. He's not going to be. Like, he's never going to, like, I don't think he's ever going to be the running back he was 2 or 3 years ago. Like, I just don't. I think the age combined with the injuries sets up for him not to be the kind of running back he's been. So then there's two ways to look at that. Well, he was the best running back in football 2 years ago, so big deal, he'll be in the top five or whatever. I don't know. I allow for the fact that McCaffrey may not be the player that he's been. And if he's not the player he's been, that's trouble. And then I look at Trent Williams, and I feel the same way. I know he's great. Everybody tells me he's great. But he needs to have a really good year. And like Baldy was saying a couple days ago, you know, sometimes it happens really fast. If Trent Williams is no longer playing at a level that we expect when he's out on the field, that's going to hurt. And I think the 49ers have Brandon Ayuk. He didn't have a great year, then he got hurt. When's he coming back, and how's he going to play? That's good. Like, all those things are going to dictate this season, and I think it's fair to say, you know what, some are going to go well probably, but some won't go well. All right. Well, that's probably not going to land you in the Super Bowl or in a deep playoff run.
From the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Evan and Matt, someone needs to tell Kittle strength of schedule is a mathematical equation,
yes,
not an opinion. But if you want one, here's one. The Niners and the fans are in trouble this year. How's that? Well, we don't know if they're in trouble this year. But again, I think that the leaders on this team are tempering expectation. And to give Kittle a little bit of credit, you know, a lot of the teams that are at the bottom of their respective divisions, who the 49ers play this year, they're usually pretty young. And that's why I think that the NFL is, we were talking about it during the break with Carter, who was in here. Like, the NFL is a year to year league, but I think it applies more to teams that are younger. And the Niners' defense is young, but I think they're kind of just starting. They have a lot of rookies, and even some of their second and third year players haven't played a full season, haven't gotten a ton of snaps. Like D. Winters, who looks like it is going to be a really nice addition, you know, the off-ball linebacker next to Fred Warner, this will be his first year as a starter. So even though it's his third year in the league, he hasn't played much. Because the Niners have had so many good guys in front of them, a lot of their youth This is their first season. And so I know that D. Winters isn't a rookie, but I kind of look at him like he's a rookie. Some of their second-year players, they've gotten a full amount of snaps, but like Jair Brown hasn't been, he hasn't started for an entire season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And if he has, it's been because, if he's played, it's been because of injury, because guys haven't been productive. So they have a lot of dudes that are trying to establish themselves. And that's where I think that it's different for me looking at them as opposed to some of the teams on their schedule, like Atlanta, a team that's young, but they're...
Evan.
What?
So
Tampa Bay is going to be good. I know you like them.
But here's the thing.
Houston is good.
I'm not...
Arizona is going to be better. Seattle is going to be better.
In theory. Like,
they're
you're
all
saying,
young teams.
Like, here's the thing. Us saying they have the easiest schedule in football is, or their schedule is so easy, it's ridiculous. That's fair. And then the other side is, well, teams are going to be better than you think. Yeah, some of them might. But here's the thing. Their schedule is such a joke, okay? Like, yeah, one or two of these terrible teams may surprise a little bit. But, dude, week 12 on, it's a joke.
No.
Carolina.
No.
Don't you dare stop me. Carolina, the Browns, the Titans, the Colts, the Bears. Come on. Come on. That's just the last five of the last six games. I'm not even putting the Giants in there, the Falcons in there.
Bryce Young's getting
Jaguars.
On track, Steiny.
And I, you know, I love this.
Panthers won two or three to end the year.
Here's what I do love, though. Everybody, you know, it's an, especially during the Kingsbury years, but even, everybody laughs at the Cardinals when they play them. But before the season, Cardinals are going to be better. The Cardinals are going to be better. They could be good. Okay. Appreciate it.
Steiny, the Niners went 1-5 in their division last year.
Okay.
They couldn't beat the Cardinals.
That's kind of my point, is they're you know, it's easy to say the Cardinals stink now. Let's see what they look like when the games are played.
Well, that's my point. Is
you know,
that
sounds to me like you're making mine too.
Well, maybe we're just on the same page and we don't know it.
Maybe.
That happens often.
Yeah.
This is from the 619, and I kind of agree. Sounds like excuses for a Super Bowl, an old tactic of under-promise and over-deliver, but they should have the season the Chargers did last year with an easier schedule and no wide receivers. I see what you're saying. The Chargers had a last-place schedule, won 11 games, didn't beat any of the good teams, but got into the postseason, got beat first game. Potentially. But I do think that the first part of that, I would 100% agree with. The Niners are setting up to under-promise and over-deliver. I think that's what I've heard from Kyle Shanahan. I think that's what I've heard from Robert Saleh, who, again, is at the helm of the second-youngest defense in the NFL. And it's what I just heard from George Kittle, trying to downplay the easiest schedule, perhaps, in the last 10 years.
Here's the way you know what? Now that you brought up the Chargers, I actually think if I had a bet...
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line.
Yeah, I actually think if you asked me to kind of predict what's going to happen this year with the Niners, I would predict a year similar to the Chargers. I would say if I have to make a prediction, the Niners are going to go 9-8 or 10-7, which is going to put them in no man's land for the playoffs. They might make it. They might not.
Rams made it at 10-7 last year.
If they do make the playoffs, I think they'll lose their first game they play in the postseason because that's when they'll pay the price for not having been challenged enough during the regular season.
All right, lock it in, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. August 8th, 2025, the Niners, 10-7, lose in the first round. Would you like to pick a team they lose to?
Yes, they're going to lose to the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to... Come on, man. Why'd you have to pick the Eagles?
Because the 49ers are going to be a wild card team.
Yeah, but they could play another division. They could play the Packers. They
possibly
could lose to the Packers.
They'll lose to the Packers, too.
They could lose to the Vikings if J.J. McCarthy turns out to be something. Well, are you out on them?
Yeah. They didn't treat my guy right.
Who?
Kirk Cousins.
He's not your guy anymore. It's Rodgers.
Okay.
You don't get to have Kirk. You can only pick one.
Can I tell you my idea on the other side?
Yeah. Okay, we'll do it a little bit early. Stein's got a great business venture on the other side that he wants to... that he wants to tell you about. Guess what it's about. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson with Matt Steinmetz. And I also do think we got to talk about some basketball coming up in a little bit. But again, what are you hearing from the 49ers leaders? Are you hearing under-promising and over-deliver? Over-delivering. That's what I'm hearing. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Back after this, Steiny Guru. Because I also have to tell you about something that hit me the other night watching the Valkyries that kind of...
Oh, boy. Are you going to make a bad joke about something that hit you at the Valkyries game?
No. Why would you go there?
Because it's so stupid.
Your mind is in the gutter.
I can't even believe you said that.
Your mind is in the gutter.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know me better than that, Steiny. Your mind is in the gutter.
That's not who I am.
Coming up 5 minutes, Steiny's venture. I do have to ask you, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, Steiny.
Yeah.
Here as well. What is on your timeline? I'm listening to you this morning watch TikToks, Instagram reels. There was like a blurting T-Pain song followed by maybe it was one of Guru's predictions for the Giants. Like, what is on your timeline?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I go on my timeline to see what's on there. I don't.
But some say it tells you a little bit about yourself and what your interests are.
Okay.
Because the internet is trying to...
A lot of political stuff.
Build...
A lot of stuff about the Arctic.
Something that you'd like.
Yeah, Guru comes up because I work with him. Crime dramas come up, and isn't that... called an algorithm?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was interesting. I'm always fascinated by what pops up on your timeline.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, I got you.
Sure.
I got a guarantee for you this season, Steiny.
Give it to me.
George Kittle.
Oh, God.
Why would you start like that?
Just I thought it was going to be something non-sports related.
Well, in 3 minutes, you're going to tell people your brilliant business idea.
This is sports related.
It is your idea?
Yes.
It's business related, but it's...
Sports business.
Has to do with sports.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the USF School of Business, sports business. George Kittle will not only lead this team in receiving yards and touchdowns, he will have... He might break his 2018 record, in which he set the tight end single season receiving record for yards.
Okay.
It was a little over 1,300. I feel very confident that George Kittle is going to have maybe his most prolific year as a passer. It's a Giddings guarantee, Steiny.
Okay. And I'll take it a step further.
Because he's going to over-deliver.
I'll take it a step further. If George Kittle leads the 49ers in receiving yards and touchdowns, they didn't have a good year.
What?
If George Kittle leads the Niners in receiving yards and touchdowns, they will not have had a good year.
What's not a good year?
They won't make the playoffs.
So who needs to lead them in receiving and touchdowns? Ricky Pearsall?
Somebody's got to lead them in one of those categories other than Kittle.
Well, I think that someone like McCaffrey could lead them maybe in receptions, although I think that spells trouble.
Are you talking about number of catches or yards?
No, I'm talking about yards and touchdowns, because receptions are kind of touchy for tight ends.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, and this is just me looking at it on the surface. McCaffrey's got to lead you in touchdowns. Like, he just does.
Not receiving touchdowns.
Oh, you meant receiving. I thought you meant overall touchdowns.
No, he's going to lead them in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns.
Okay.
In fact, I don't really know who else is a candidate.
Well, Jennings would be the candidate, I would think, right?
Yeah, he caught six touchdowns at 900 yards, 910, something like that.
Yeah, I still don't want Kittle... No, because Kittle and Williams are a key to McCaffrey's success too. So to me, if he's catching a lot, I'll bet you that means their running game is not as good as they want it to be, which means McCaffrey won't be having the year they want him to have.
Well, they got Luke Farrell, so they got a better blocking
two tight end set.
Yeah, they got a better blocking tight end than Kittle, some are saying.
Well, that would be surprising, because Kittle's one of the best.
No, actually, seriously, I mean, Luke Farrell's been moving defensive linemen left and right. He's a monster. 6'5", 260.
I know people laugh at this. Well, then move him to the offensive line.
But he can do other things.
Well, apparently he can't. Apparently he's best at blocking.
Yeah, but those guys are valuable.
Put him on the line.
He's going to catch a couple balls, but...
Who's going to catch more, Juszczyk or Farrell?
That's a great question.
I know.
Well, Juszczyk's got to get on the field. He got stepped on in practice the other day. Probably not going to be available on Saturday. Mm. Here's Kyle Shanahan, by the way, on who you should not expect to see tomorrow.
I never like to decide until after this practice. Won't play a ton of them. Doesn't mean that we'll rest all 22. But don't expect to see a lot out there.
He was talking about his starters.
Right.
Not the tape. All 22.
Gotcha.
So don't expect to see Purdy, McCaffrey, Kittle, Warner, Bosa, Trent.
It should be fun out there.
Well, the Broncos might not be throwing their vaunted defensive line out on Saturday because they just proved everything they need to prove yesterday.
When are they going to get rid of these games?
What? Preseason?
Yeah.
Never. Well, they're trying to. They eliminated one. They added a regular season game.
I've said it before. This isn't even my great idea. It's just another of my great ideas, but it's not the one I'm specifically talking about. They're going to go to an 18-game schedule, and when they do, they need to eliminate all the exhibition games, and they come out week one just like a college team playing their opener. You don't need exhibition games.
Yeah, but their opener is not going to be against Saskatchewan State. It's going to be against the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
You need preseason.
I don't think you do. I seriously don't think you do.
You only need joint practices?
A couple, and then go play the game. You know, okay, great. Have a 3X before you even play a game. Mikel Williams is hurt. He didn't even play a game yet.
Well, the Chargers left tackle broke his knee without even stepping on the field, it sounds like. It was in a practice, Stein. He got carted off yesterday.
I know. And
guys are going to get hurt no matter what type of game it is.
Okay. Can I tell you my idea?
Okay. What do you got? Steiny's great idea.
All right. Is Carter back there?
He's been waiting.
Okay. So here it is. Now I need you to really, how do I want to set it up?
Do you want to tell people where you came up with this or just, it just hits you?
It just kind of hit me.
We were talking to...
No. I'll do it my way.
Sinatra.
We'll do it live. Okay, so it was a few weeks back. Sometimes we throw a topic out there and it absolutely lands flat. And one of the topics recently that fell absolutely flat was we tried to compile a list of sports bars that you go to if you want to root for your hometown team. And the one that we give an example of is Shanghai Kelly's. It's a Pittsburgh Steeler bar in the city.
Now, all of these bars, for the most part, are also places that Niners fans congregate to watch games.
I guess, but...
No, this is what we're talking about at the cafeteria, is that much every bar is also... kind of a Niners bar.
Here's my idea. And I'm begging certain fans not to take this personally. But we know that San Francisco and the Bay Area is an area of transplants, right? A lot of people from other areas, they come here.
Like you.
Yeah, like me. And some of us over the course of time, while we respect the teams that play here in the Bay, the 49ers and the Giants and the Warriors, they've all had a lot of success, and there are teams in our area. Nevertheless, there sometimes is a group of fans, you know, Warrior fans, Giants fans, you know, the 49er fans, they're a little annoying. They can get a little annoying. I really don't get upset or annoyed with the teams, but sometimes the fans annoy me. And so here's my idea. And I'm going to need a name for it, but I'm thinking of starting a sports bar. I'm thinking of starting a sports bar where the theme is, no, it's not a Cincinnati Bengals sports bar, or it's not a Steelers sports bar. What it is, it's I'm going to create a bar in San Francisco where you root against all the Bay Area teams. It's a bar you can go to and root against the Giants and against the Niners and against the Warriors. For example, tonight the Giants play the Nationals. Now, here's why I think this could strike gold. Is sure, you want to encourage Nationals fans to come to the bar and watch that game.
All seven of them.
Yeah. But we're not going to limit it to them. You don't have to be a Washington Nationals fan. I know there are a lot of fans out there that just want the Nationals to win tonight. Why? Because they don't like the Giants and some of their fans. So that's my idea. To have a sports bar in the Bay where some transplants can go to root against the Bay Area teams. And that would be the theme. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that won't be vandalized.
No, we'll put that steel steel garage door thing.
The steel curtain.
Now, I do need a name for it.
We've already got a couple of suggestions. Mine, and I threw this out immediately when you were talking about the idea, antis. Just anti whatever Bay Area team is playing that night. We've seen the YouTube chat already throw a couple of names in. This is from No. Call it Haters. It's in consideration.
It's not bad.
The 650. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. The visitors section. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Road team rallies. 925. The Nay Area Bar and Grill.
That's not bad.
That's also not bad.
What about this one?
Okay.
Golden Hate Tavern.
Obviously, a play on.
Oh, I like this one. Rebels.
Golden Gate Tap Room.
Rebels.
Rebels is pretty good. Shout out Ole Miss. Okay, so if you have a suggestion for Steiny, if you'd like to help him with his business venture, no, it will not be called anti-disestablishmentarianism, but antis could be a shorter version of it.
And I guess this is the part that it just flummoxes me. You know, Andis Brown on the YouTube chat, this is on brand for Steiny to see the negative side for his... What? Why would that be considered negative?
Because you're encouraging people to root against all Bay Area teams.
I'm not encouraging them. They already root against the Bay Area teams. They just need a place to unite.
707 saying, take my money. I mean, 888-957-9570. If you'd like to contribute to this idea, if you love it, if you hate it, please let us know. You know, it's one of those ideas, because you're right. The original premise of this topic, it fell pretty flat on its face. I'm not going to lie to you. It did not go well that day when we were trying to gather all the different bars for visiting teams in the Bay Area or just the San Francisco area. This one's got some legs to it. And we already got some people calling in that we're going to get to in just a moment. But I do think there's a ton more participation. And honestly, it's kind of taken off more than I thought it would.
I do realize that maybe some people will not like the idea. I'll bet they're Bay Area hardcores. I got to believe Willard wouldn't be frequenting the place.
From anyway. Theodore Rain on YouTube. Hate Ashbury.
Oh.
That's actually pretty good. Spelled, obviously, H-A-T-E. Instead of how it
how
usually
about Bitters?
Is spelled. Bitters is nice. Obviously, the Steinies is probably the... Because, and this is it, too. If you just named it Steinies, I think most people would kind of get it.
Oh, I don't think so. I think if there were a bar in the city named...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think people would assume that yeah, I don't know what they would assume. Never mind.
Tuck Rule Tavern. That's the suggestion from Carter. That's not bad. All right, let's go to Ben, who's in Berkeley, who wants to provide a potential name.
Sure.
Ben, good morning. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I would name it Steiny's Haters Lounge. And it sounds like heaven to me. Oh man, this sounds like heaven to me. That sounds like a place I would want to bring like three of my lady friends, lounge there all day. I was just hoping to have good food there, and I could just hate on the Niners how without Deion Sanders they wouldn't have won a Super Bowl since the 80s.
Yeah, I mean,
if it wasn't for Deion.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I mean,
yeah, you go ahead.
And that would be so much of the fun of it. We would like get together. We'd be watching the Niners, and ideally they'd be down 17-3 late third quarter, and then we could talk about how all the teams, the old Niner teams, were overrated. And they really had no business winning five Super Bowls. And, yeah, it wouldn't have happened without Deion Sanders. Like, that would definitely be part of what you go there for.
Yeah, you could dress up real nice, and hopefully you could charge expensive to get in.
Yeah.
And we could all talk about how Jerry Rice is not the greatest of all time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the guy gave himself his own name. Who is this dude?
Yeah.
This guy is the worst, man. I mean, Lawrence Taylor would slap him in the face.
You know
I mean,
it.
Get this guy out of here. These guys, if it wasn't for Dwight Clark jumping up on a mistake, how did the Cowboys lose that game in 81 to the Niners?
And you know
that
what?
That makes me sick.
And yeah, I agree. Yeah. And that would be a topic. But you know what else I could do is in theory I could utilize my Rolodex. And for example, you know, let's say week one, who we got? We got Seattle.
Oh yeah.
So you come to Haters Bar,
mm-hmm.
and you know who would be there?
Lofa Tatupu.
Yeah, we'd have like Jim Zorn and David Craig and Steve Largent. They would be the guests there because it's Seattle. And let's go. Let's go. Let's beat those Niners. Let's beat those Bay Area teams.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a good idea?
I appreciate the call. Well, it sounds like he also might be queuing up some trivia nights.
How about this one? Or the Traitors.
Traitors is pretty good. There's a Trader Sam's.
That's true.
I do love that one. 888-957-9570. If you'd like to contribute to Steiny's, I mean, just out of the wind idea of an anti Bay Area bar, not as a place to come in and you know just actively root against, but more so just embrace how you already feel. Because we know that in a transplant city here in San Francisco, there are people that do root against Bay Area teams. So this would be somewhat of a haven for haters,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah, and like I said, people have a certain feeling about haters, but we all know that they do exist, whether we like it or not. And I'm just trying to get them a common place to congregate, essentially.
This is from the 925. Boxer Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Love this idea of a haters bar. I'd be there every game pissed off watching pods play every minute of a game. You know, it's less of, well, maybe it could be about the individuals.
It could be. That's fine.
If you're there to root against an individual on a team, you know, and this is, I guess, what you're trying to get at is it's a safe haven for all. You know,
it would be a safe environment for everybody, but Bay Area sports fans.
Assuming that it doesn't get vandalized within the first week.
You know, it's funny because it's not that I've given this a lot of thought. It's been on my mind for about 15 years. The one thing I would have to, we would have to figure out is the possibility that some Bay Area sports fans, Giants, 49ers, or Warrior fans, would try to access the bar for less than productive reasons. In other words, I don't like fighting. I just like negativity on its own without any retaliation. And so that would be my one concern, is you'd have the diehard fans trying to get in and start trouble. And that's not what this would be about.
Is there a screening process? Like, do you have to get patted down, like, and stripped of, like, if you are wearing a 49ers, like, jersey? Yeah,
that's unacceptable. No.
You can't be allowed in?
No. No colors. No blue or gold for the Warriors, no red and gold for the Niners, and don't you dare show up with orange and black.
Unless you're rooting for the Orioles.
You know what I think it would be? The way to do it would be, have you ever been to Salt Lake City?
I haven't.
No, okay. No. Salt Lake City.
A little out of the way.
In order to go to some bars in Salt Lake City, you actually have to purchase a membership. So you can go there, not being a member, but they're going to charge you a membership fee. It's like a cover, $5, $10. But then you can go to the bar all year. So I would probably do something like that.
So it's just like
that.
A regular bar.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would be thinking.
Well, and we're getting some ideas from both Boxer and Gruson, Work Injury Attorneys text line, as well as the YouTube chat. Carlos Guido's got me thinking, Steiny, because usually there's, you know, a message, right? Top of the bar. So let's say, you know, Steiny's bar.
And, okay.
Or haters, traitors, whatever you want to call it. Underneath, there's a wooden panel with just two words. No malice.
Exactly. And that would be the theme.
There's no malice.
No, there's negativity, but it comes without the maliciousness. It's just, I think I've hit the nail on the head.
I think you might have struck gold. And honestly, oh my God. In fact, San Francisco might be the only place where this could, like, do you think this could work in Philadelphia? I don't.
I think it could work anywhere with the right amount of security.
Do you have investors?
Not yet.
Well,
but I'll tell you what. I could find them.
And a lot of the different events that you would throw would be based around opposing teams.
Oh, absolutely.
So trivia night tonight, or, you know, maybe Thursday, would be based around Washington Nationals old players, or maybe Washington Nationals trivia questions.
Yeah,
We could do pots on how many batters Mackenzie Gore is going to strike out on Saturday.
Yeah, and obviously a night like tonight, it would be a big night at the bar. I'd probably have Strasburg there.
Strasburg.
I'd probably have, who else played for the Nationals? You know, Rendon.
Well, you could take it back to the Expos days. You could get Gary Carter to come by. Andre Dawson, I'm sure, would come in to help support the Nats.
But here's the key, though. The only way this is going to work is on a night like tonight, you can't just limit it to Nationals fans. Like, Dodger fans, you're more than welcome to come in tonight.
RIP Gary Carter.
And root against the Giants. That's the theme of the bar. How about call it the Ops?
The Ops ain't
bad.
That's not bad. Yeah, Pasta just lit me up. That's okay.
That's not bad.
Willie Mo Pena from the 415. We'll see if he's available. 888-957-9570. This is Steiny's brand new idea. If you have a name for a bar that is built around the transplants here in the city or the greater Bay Area coming in to root against Bay Area teams, I guess the phone lines are open.
Could you imagine, you know, it's a Saturday night, and the Warriors are playing the Clippers, and you have nothing to do, and you just say, you know what? Let's go to that bar and just rip Draymond Green the whole game, that dirty guy.
Oh,
let's
come
just
on, man.
Go there. We root against Curry. We root against Draymond. Go Clippers, even though we don't have Norm Powell.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody that a lot of fans are rooting against. You want to talk about him next?
Sure.
Jonathan Kuminga. All right, the latest on the other side. We also got a couple of things that I do want to get to. I have my list of the worst attire that a coach can wear in the history of sports. I got my top five coming up in about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. On the other side, in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to do that. But nice. If you have any suggestions for Steinmetz and his business venture, maybe an investor out there would like to get in on the action. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Matt Steinmetz holding it down as always. And that segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.